Self Background Check in Florida, A Complete Guide 2025. If you're applying for jobs in Florida, you'll typically have to undergo pre-employment background checks before or after receiving offers. Running your own background check first gives you a significant advantage. You'll see exactly what employers will find, spot any errors that need correction, and verify your report's accuracy. This guide covers why self-background checks matter in Florida, what information typically appears, relevant state laws, and step-by-step instructions for conducting your own check. Key takeaways. You should run a background check on yourself in Florida to understand what employers will see, correct potentially inaccurate information, anticipate employer concerns, enhance your social image, and possibly uncover identity theft. Common searches Florida employers request include identity verification, criminal history, motor vehicle records checks, professional license verification, social media checks, and pre-employment drug screens. However, additional research might be performed based on your industry or the job's authority level. You have important rights under federal and state laws when you undergo a pre-employment background check. To run a background check on yourself, determine the searches you need, gather your information, work with a professional background check provider, review your reports, and take action if necessary. Why run a background check on yourself in Florida? As a job applicant in Florida, there are many benefits to running a background check on yourself, including 1. Correcting inaccurate information. Background checks sometimes contain inaccurate or outdated information that could concern employers. You might also find information about someone with a similar name that's been wrongly attributed to you. Running a background check on yourself lets you identify mistakes, dispute them, and have them corrected before a potential employer sees them. 2. Checking for identity theft. Running a background check on yourself can help you spot indicators that you've been a victim of identity theft. Unexpected information might include convictions for crimes in places that you have never been. If you see these types of issues, you can take proactive steps to challenge the false information and have it corrected by reporting identity theft to the police and working with the courts of record. You can then inform employers before they conduct a background check, so they know that the fraudulent information doesn't belong to you. 3. Identify red flags in your social media profiles. Before you start applying for jobs, it's wise to conduct a comprehensive review of your social media, ideally by experienced professionals. Many employers now check candidates' online activity as part of their hiring process, and even content you consider harmless could raise concerns or create the wrong impression. Social media checks look for potential red flags you might miss, like potential discriminatory remarks you've made years ago, harassment, drug-related posts, explicit images, threats of violence, or sharing a past employer's confidential information. By taking the time to clean up and strengthen your online profiles in advance, you can ensure your digital presence reflects the professional image you want employers to see. What shows up on a Florida self-background check? Employer requests vary based on the jobs they're hiring for and regulatory requirements. Identity verification. Identity verification is an initial search that background check companies, such as iProspect Check, perform. It confirms your name and birthdate and provides your address history. This check helps consumer reporting agencies, CRAs, confirm that you are who you claim to be and that the records they find belong to you rather than someone else. Criminal history. Criminal history checks, including national criminal records searches to search for criminal records in every state, federal criminal records checks to see whether you have any convictions in federal court, and 7-year county criminal records checks for the counties in which you've lived or worked. Which type of criminal history check an employer might request depends on the job you're applying for and its level of authority. These checks show misdemeanor and felony convictions or pending charges if you have them. The report will contain records going back 7 years from either the disposition date of the conviction, the date of release from incarceration, or the parole date, whichever is the latest. They won't show criminal records that have been expunged or pardoned or arrests that didn't result in a conviction. Social media analysis. This report thoroughly reviews your publicly available online content, showing you what potential employers might find when considering you for a role. It offers insight into posts or interactions from previous years and gives you the opportunity to ensure your online image aligns with the position you're aiming to secure. Most employers check only the past few years, though some look back up to 7 for high-level roles. How to check your own background in Florida. Option 1, do-it-yourself background search. You can assemble your own background check by pulling records from multiple official sources. Here's how. Florida Criminal History. You can request your state-level criminal record through the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, FDLE. Their criminal history information portal allows you to search arrest and conviction records tied to your name. County court records. Many employers look at county-level records. You can search these by visiting each Florida County Clerk of Court's website or by contacting the courthouse directly. Driving record. For roles that involve operating a vehicle, employers may review your driving history. You can get your record through the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, FLSM, to view traffic violations, suspensions, or accidents. Federal court records. Some employers check for federal cases. You can search for any federal civil or criminal records with a paid subscription to PACER, public access to court electronic records. Sex offender registry. Most background checks include a search of the sex offender registry. Florida's Sexual Offenders and Predators Registry is available online and allows you to confirm whether your name appears in the database. You can also use the National Sex Offender Public website for a broader search. Social media and web search. Search your name on platforms like Google and review your public social media profiles. Employers may review online content when assessing candidates. Education records. Contact your previous schools, colleges, or universities to request official transcripts or proof of degree completion. Employment verification. Reach out to former employers to confirm your job title, employment dates, and duties. Some companies may refer you to third-party employment verification services. Pros. Low cost or free access to many records. Hands-on control over what you find and when. Access to official public sources. Cons. Can be time-consuming. May involve visiting multiple websites or offices. Results may be incomplete or formatted differently than what employers see. Best for people who want to spend minimal money and are comfortable doing the research themselves. Option 2, work with a background check company. The simplest and most efficient method is to use a professional background screening service like iProspect Check. iProspect Check provides reports that match what employers see and meet Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, standards. Pros. Fast and professional results. Reports are easy to read. Secure process with modern encryption. Includes all major screening categories. Secure data management, secured through a multi-layered approach, encompassing data security measures, access controls, and employee training. Data is secured both in transit and at rest, and includes encryption, anonymization, and robust access management. Cons. Paid service. Requires personal information. Best for anyone who wants an accurate, comprehensive report without the hassle of gathering records from multiple sources. How to get started? Visit our secure platform and enter your legal name, previous names, if any, social security number, and full address history. Once your report is ready, we'll notify you so you can review it for accuracy. If you discover any mistakes, such as incorrect arrest records, outdated job history, or misreported personal information, contact us to help correct them. If the error involves a criminal record in Florida, You may also need to request corrections from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement or the court that maintains the record. Important laws and regulations in Florida. It's important to know your rights under federal and Florida state laws when you undergo a background check for employment purposes. Federal laws. Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, protects your privacy in the information gathered and reported by consumer reporting agencies, CRAs, including background check providers. Employers must notify you in writing and obtain your written consent before they perform background checks. The FCRA gives you the right to dispute inaccurate information on a background check. Employers who reject your application because of information in a background check must inform you of that decision and provide you with the name of the background check company that provided the report. While the CRA doesn't make employment decisions, you can contact them to obtain a free copy of your report after being denied employment. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 forbids employers from discriminating against you because of your race, color, national origin, sex, or religion. Under this law, employers must individually assess criminal convictions based on the job's duties rather than automatically rejecting you because of your record. Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act. The Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act applies to federal agencies and federal contractors. If you apply for a job with a federal agency or a company with federal contracts, the employer can't ask you about your criminal history or perform a criminal background check until after it has made a conditional job offer. State laws. Florida's expungement and sealing laws. Florida allows you to petition the court to expunge or seal qualifying criminal records. If your petition is successful, your sealed or expunged records will not appear on a background check. Employers also can't base adverse hiring decisions on expunged or sealed records, regardless of how they learn about them. Get a personal background check in Florida with iProspect Check. Running a background check on yourself before you apply for jobs in Florida can help you identify inaccurate information or resume inconsistencies and prepare for questions employers might have. At iProspect Check, we regularly perform employment background checks for companies across Florida and in every state, and we offer employer-quality personal background checks to individuals. Order yours now to increase your chances of getting hired. Disclaimer: the resources provided here are for educational purposes only and do not constitute legal advice. Consult your counsel if you have legal questions related to your specific practices and compliance with applicable laws. FAQs. How much does a personal background check in Florida cost? At iProspect Check, we offer three packages. A standard personal background check is available from $39.95, while an employer-level screening starts at $59.95. For the most comprehensive option, the Executive Premium Package is priced from $99.95. Please note that these prices do not cover any applicable court fees or optional add-on searches you may choose to include. These additional costs will be combined with the package price to calculate your final total. If you're interested in reviewing online activity, our standalone social media analysis report is offered at $49.95. How long does it take to get a personal background check in Florida? How long it will take to get a personal background check in Florida depends on the provider you use. At iProspect Check, most reports are available within an hour. More complex searches can take as much as 30 days to complete. Will expunged records show up on a background check? No. Expunged records can't be reported on employment background checks, and employers can't consider them when making employment decisions. How can I do a self-background check for free? While you can send requests for information from various agencies, educational institutions, and former employers, many charge fees to provide reports. These fees can sometimes exceed the cost of ordering a personal background check from a professional provider like iProspect Check, and the process of trying to compile the records can also be time-consuming. It's faster and more affordable to work with us than to try to gather the information on your own. How far can background checks go in Florida? Florida follows the FCRA for how far back information can be reported for jobs paying less than $75,000 annually. Under the FCRA's rule, the following information can't be reported when it's 7 or more years old for jobs paying less than the $75,000 salary threshold. Arrests that didn't lead to convictions. Paid tax liens. Civil lawsuits and judgments. Debt collections. Chapter 13 Bankruptcies. Chapter 7 can be reported for 10 years. How far back your background check will go depends on the position you've applied for and the searches requested. Employers hiring for positions with greater authority may ask for more extensive background checks.